Beethoven Live in Concert, written by Jad Jacob, writer, actor, and composer of this. Ian McQueen, the executive producer.
Nice to be with you
Thank
as
you
well.
For having us.
Ian, how did the two of you put this production together?
I think it was just over 2 years ago and got connected through a mutual friend as someone who was into producing new works. And so Jad had reached out to him to see if he might be interested. He was busy with some other projects, and he very kindly recommended me. Fort Salem Theater, still fairly new. They had been sort of a summer stock theater for a while, doing a lot of new works and mostly plays. And so the artistic director of this theater, Kyle West, and his husband, Jared, purchased the theater. We had known them to have developed a couple sort of workshops and concerts of new works in the past. And just from being a theater that's fairly local to Niskayuna, where Jad grew up doing theater, a lot of people from his community who had stayed up here, who were still part of the theater scene in and around here, who either knew of Fort Salem Theater or had come and performed here. We did a concert of the show in May of 2023 that went incredibly well, was really well received, and just was generating a lot of excitement for people who came and wanted to hear more of the show. And then we sort of put together a pitch deck to send to theaters of just say, hey, do you have room in your season to help develop an upcoming new musical? And Fort Salem was eager and willing. They said yes. And yeah, we're feeling incredibly lucky to be here.
Jed, you've come up with this idea to do, well, I guess it's a rock musical with Beethoven?
Yeah. I grew up performing around the Capital Region. I did performances at SLOC, and you know, I went to Niskayuna High School and all the sort of local worlds of Park Playhouse and Proctor's and all that fun stuff. But this is sort of the first time I've really endeavored to like complete a full musical. It came from a variety of inspirations. I mean, rock music and classical music have always been huge parts of my life. I grew up playing classical piano, so I remember learning like the Ode to Joy when I was 3 or 4 years old, and that's sort of always been something that's carried with me. But I also used to watch a lot of classic rock music videos like Queen and Michael Jackson and even like the Scorpions and Peter Gabriel and all that stuff. And I felt that they were both equally passionate and inspiring and epic. You know, I never distinguish them as like, oh, like rock is really cool and then classical is like slow and boring and you listen on the radio or whatever. I never had that sense. I was a freshman in college and I just kind of stumbled on Beethoven's life story. I was researching him for another project and then I just sort of dug deeper than I was intending to. And I was so taken aback by how inspiring his story was. I mean, I know we all know the sort of basic plot points of his life, perhaps that he went deaf and he wrote the Ode to Joy, and maybe that's kind of where most people fall. And I was shocked to find how relatable his story was, not just as an artist, but as somebody who was really, you know, struggling in the world that he grew up in and felt like he had a lot of things that he wanted to say, but didn't really know how to say them. He grew up in a very politically charged time, and he had a lot of trouble distinguishing himself from composers like Mozart and Haydn who came before him. And I drew a lot of connections from that to the sort of rock and roll revolution of the 60s and 70s, where you have people like Elton John or Little Richard or even Elvis coming in, you know, after this era of like the Beatles and doo-wop and Bobby Darin and Frank Sinatra and all this stuff. There's sort of this huge wave of not just counterculture, but also like political counterculture that seeped into the music in America and the West and the world in general. And I felt that his story really, really had so many parallels to that world. He was very sort of anti-establishment. He kind of grew up on the ideas of the American Revolution, of the French Revolution, of the Enlightenment. And he grew up in a society where, you know, people were sort of stuck to their social class based on their wealth and their marital status and if they were a part of the aristocracy or not. And, you know, he was sort of this out of town nobody, and he didn't have a lot of money, and that presented a lot of barriers to him. And so I felt that the language that he would speak today would be rock and roll. So the concept of this show is that we sort of took Beethoven and made him a contemporary rock star, where he's existing in this world that's similar to the 60s, of a little bit of emotional or social repression of that time, where there's a sort of conformist ideals for everybody. And, you know, Mozart's there and Haydn's there, and they're all sort of stiff and they've got their ties on, and there's a specific way that classical music should be run. And Beethoven shows up, and instead of this sort of 50-year-old angry man with the white hair that we all know, he's sort of a 20-something rebellious guy in a jean jacket and cool sunglasses. And he sort of throws this new sound out into the world of Vienna and basically changes the world of music. So it's been super exciting kind of recontextualizing that story. And hopefully people will really connect with his journey.
Did you combine some of his work? Did you turn it into rock and roll?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all original music. There's about 30 songs on the show right now. It's all original, mostly rock style musical theater. But because we're following chronological order of his life, we get to infuse a lot of those moments of his familiar works. So, you know, things like the Moonlight Sonata or the Fur Elise or the Fifth Symphony or the Ninth Symphony, you will hear those. And even if you don't know that you know them, you will know them and you'll go, oh, yeah, I know that melody. And we just had our band in last weekend. So one of the things we are doing with the arrangements is, for example, with the Fifth Symphony, instead of violins, we're throwing that into the electrical guitar and we're adding drums onto it. And you will be surprised how easily it fits. It feels like the right sound for that kind of piece. And there's sort of the more obvious notes there. And then there's a lot of deep cuts where if you're really intense classical music fan, you will pick up on little motifs here and there that I threw in just for fun.
And joining us is M. Hausman, the director. I'm excited because you're all smiling. So this is a good sign. M. Hausman, the director.
We all definitely can feel what a special show that Jed has written. Consider myself to be a director of new works. That's sort of my bread and butter. I have a lot of experience with that. But I can't say I've ever worked on something quite at this scale, right? It's a huge, huge project. It's a beast of a show. And every piece of the show is so important to telling the story that Jad has so beautifully laid out. For months, Jad and I would meet up in his apartment and just talk through the book and the staging and the intentions behind the characters, and lots of preparation, lots of careful planning. These actors have done a really marvelous job at just hopping right on in. You know, we did music for about a week, and then we staged for about 2 weeks. And this week is our final week, and we're in tech just to get into performances.
Jed, did you decide to cast yourself or not?
I mean, it came from a variety of reasons. Initially, that was not my intention. Actually, initially, there were other characters in the show that I was interested in playing. But one of the necessities is we needed somebody that could play the piano for this role. So that was one of the initial limitations. You know, I've been working on this project for 6-7 years now. So the first maybe 4 or 5 years were just me going, oh yeah, I'll do it for the demo and I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll play the piano too and whatever. As an actor who became a writer, I've always written from the perspective of actors, and like I always like to write dialogue and story from something that would be exciting to portray and like really fun to act out. And I think in doing that, I did get very attached to the character, and it became something so personal to me. It just became inevitably something where the road headed towards me at Fort Salem playing this role. It's been a really cool process working with M, because, you know, as I said, for the first 5-6 years, it was just sort of me alone at my keyboard writing everything out. And then suddenly I'm not the creator anymore. I'm an actor on stage, and I don't know what I look like. I don't know if I'm doing it well. And M is kind of throwing ideas at me and notes. And it's been so exciting to have somebody to lean on in that process and trust. Because I think with a project so large and personal, it can be really scary to like expand it out to other people. And that's been one of the things I'm finding is like loosening my grip on the production has been such an incredible experience, because it's let so many other people in to like put their own fingerprints on, you know, whether it's the music or the arrangements or the producing or costumes or whatever it is. And being able to do that as an actor with M has been super cool, because I feel like they've pulled things out of the character that like I didn't necessarily know were there, or like I wouldn't have necessarily thought about. So it's been really cool growing the script into something that I feel like I can see where each person has left their mark.
Em, tell me, how is the casting going? How many people and where are they from? And
For Fort Salem, we've got a really amazing cast. Few people from the Salem community, majorly from the Albany area. And then we also, of course, have Jad. And then we have one New York City-based actress. Her name is Sarah Beth Pfeiffer. She's been on Broadway. She's got a really amazing resume, and she's so gifted. And we're very fortunate to have her coming in to play our female lead. So we have Sarah Beth and Jad coming from the city, and then everybody else is locals. The local community is just doing an amazing job at keeping up with the pace and being like a great team to each other and helping each other find their own footing as we, you know, navigate this crazy, crazy show.
So Ian is the producer. What do you think? Where is this production going to go?
Oh my gosh. From the moment I heard the music, like there are a lot of people who've like written musicals, and that's all well and good, but like there's really something like special about this one. And you can feel like the time and the care that's been put into each song and into every scene and just into making it sound distinct and purposeful. And also this music is excellent. People need to hear it right now. And we've said this a couple times this week working with Sarah Beth. It's lovely to have the buy-in from people who do this professionally and are working in the industry to take the time out of their day and not only do this, but want to do it and really want to do it justice and feel really invested. I mean, I absolutely think this project has legs for Broadway. Like, there's no question. What's sort of so much fun about this show is, you know, with the conceit being this mix of classical and rock, and with the idea of like Beethoven live in concert, as though he really is this sort of like rock star to be like.
How many numbers?
Right now, 30. It's a pretty.
Get out, you're kidding.
It's a pretty extensive score, yeah.
30, and they're all magnificent is the issue. Yeah. Great problem to have.
Is there any spoken word at all?
There is, yeah, there's a book. So I wrote the book and the music. It's a pretty heavily scored show, but there are a lot of scenes. Initially, I had a lot of consideration about just removing the dialogue entirely and having it be essentially like a rock opera. But I found that there were so many intimate moments, especially like in a very loud, exciting show like this. There's like at least 5 showstopper numbers that you feel like you've hit something amazing and then it just keeps going to the next cool thing. So I felt that having these sort of intimate dialogue scenes, especially with a character like Beethoven, who is so complicated and so interesting. I'm somebody that comes from film, so I love dialogue and I love just keeping it very natural and real with that. So it is a combination of both. Well, the exciting thing about the fact that it is such a large show is I think similar to most mega musicals, it has something for everybody in the story. One of the things I really didn't want to do with this is a standard biopic of some guy we all love and we watch him do cool things for 2 hours and then the curtain closes. I really wanted to, first of all, take a really honest look at the character. I think you'll see there is a really serious examination of his flaws and the sort of personal struggles he went through in a way that doesn't over-glorify something that has, you know, that happened 200 years ago. But I also wanted to leave room for the other characters in his story. Most of them, we only know their names today because they knew Beethoven, but I found them to be so interesting and deep and complicated, especially, you know, the female lead, Josephine, is a countess who, you know, she was a widow, mother of 4, and he has this affair with her when they're younger. He's sort of a blue-collar servant to her, and so they really can't actually have a real relationship. I found characters like that, these sort of peripheral characters in history, to be so interesting and nuanced that I wanted to make sure we had room for them. So as opposed to a long story about Beethoven, what I'm really excited about is that there's kind of 3 or 4 parallel stories or frameworks happening throughout this, where you have Beethoven's story trying to be a musician, but then you also have his personal story with his brother and later his nephew and his sister. And then you also have the sort of politics of that time. You know, we have Napoleon is invading Vienna in one song, and then in Act 2, you see the whole empire dissolves, and there's...
Wait a minute. How many actors are there in this cast?
Yeah, we have a cast of 20.
What a lot of work.
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the show is because it covers such a wide range of times and moments in history, the cast has been picking up so many fun, different roles. So one of my favorite roles in the show, her name is Joanna. She's Beethoven's sister-in-law. She has this really fun, crazy belt sort of pop rock song at the end where she sort of takes Beethoven to trial. But because she's only in his later life, she's only in Act Two for the show. So we have some really fun characters popping up, doubled into various bit parts throughout.
What about the set? Do you have a complete set, or is this sort of imaginary locations?
Yeah, it's sort of a bare bones set. We've been into the theater right on the tail of their production of Into the Woods. And so they had these awesome platforms built up and adorned in like woodsy decor. And so they've taken the woods off of the set. And now we have these really cool bare bones, just like black platforms. We are really trying to lean into, you know, the minimal concert feel of it, as well as acknowledging, just for the sake of our cast who's been working so hard, you know, giving the audience a chance to breathe in the fact that this is developmental. You know, we have had a limited amount of time. We want it to be really clean and well packaged rather than a little too ambitious.
Beethoven Live in Concert is showing April 19th, 20th, and 21st. The April 19th and 20th performances are at 7:30, and the April 21st performance is a matinee at 2 p.m. They're all at the Fort Salem Theater, 11 East Broadway in Salem, New York. You can go to Fort Salem, FORTSALEM.com for tickets, and to follow along for more about our show. We are BVNTheMusical.com online. You can also find us on Instagram at BVNTheMusical and on TikTok at BVNTheMusical.